Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Layunin ng Philippine Cordilleran, New South Wales, o PhilCor, na mapreserba at maibahagi ang tradisyon at paraan ng pamumuhay ng mga katutubo ng rehiyon ng Cordillera. Nakapanayam ng SBS Filipino sina Gloria at Alice mula sa PhilCor at kanilang ibinahagi ang kahalagahan na mapreserba at maipasa ang mga tradisyon ng kanilang tribo sa mga paparating na henerasyon. Narito ang ating tampok na panayam.
Kasama natin ngayon sa SBS Filipino si Gloria at si Alice mula sa Philippine Cordillera New South Wales Organization. Magandang araw.
Magandang araw din. Good morning.
Kanina kayo yung nag-perform sa opening number. Tell us about your performance.
Our performance was about the opening because in Australia, they have the aboriginals which they are indigenous of this country. And we also belong to the indigenous of the Philippines. We are from the Cordilleran region, which I myself come from Benguet province, which I belong to the Ibaloy and Kankanaay tribe. The reason is my mom is an Ibaloy and my dad is a Kankanaay.
Ako naman, I'm from Ifugao, from Kiangan Ifugao to be specific. And as we know, Ifugao is one of the tribes of the Cordillera. So at the moment, Baguio Benguet and Ifugao are here just representing PhilCor.
Just to educate us, ilan bang mga tribo ang nasa Cordillera region?
There are main five tribes in the Cordilleras. The first one is like the Kankanaay. The Kankanaay, you can find them also in Mountain Province. There is the Ibaloy, which mainly you find them in Benguet, mainly the originals of Baguio City, if you heard Baguio City. There's this Mountain Province, which they live in Mountain Province, or they are called themselves Bontoc. And there are this Ifugao tribe, where you can see them in Ifugao province. If you know where Banawi Terraces is, that's where they mainly reside. And we have the Kalingas, where they live in Kalinga. There are also some Apayao, and there are also people from Abra, which are called ethnic, right? Yes.
Wow.
So many tribes.
Oo, ang dami. At isa din sa napansin ko, napakaganda ng inyong mga damit. Ayan. Can you tell me more about your outfit as well?
Okay, this outfit I'm wearing now, it's supposed to be clothes, but sorry, I'm overweight. So, it's supposed to be clothes. This is a traditional Benguet costume. So, you can see, it has a thing.
Alaska.
Is kind of handmade. And then this is just accessory enhancement. And we've got the skirt of it. It's overlap.
And you have
I have a special pack here.
On stage. The tribe. The Prince Vince.
In the olden days, this is their backpack. This is made from Cordillera.
Wow.
But this one comes from Lias Barlik. At the moment, so that's part of Mountain Province. This is a hand-woven bag, which is have a lot of hand pocket. In the olden days, they have tattoo.
Really?
I have a tattoo. For some people in the higher class, in the olden days, the women and the men have tattoo, meaning they have status. Yeah. And then the colors, the red ones are in the little bit upper class because red means kadangyan. But then nowadays anybody can wear it. We're all evolved, so anybody can use it. Okay?
Learning a lot of things. How about yung damit niyo po, Ate Alice?
Oh, this whole outfit is Ifugao. So this here is the atake. Which is a headdress that's also handmade, and this one is woven, hand woven by the women of Ifugao. This one is the balco, which goes with it. Yep. And this is the lama. They call it the lama, which is the top. So all this, that's traditional Ifugao outfit.
Curious din ako, ano po ba yung mga tradisyon ng inyong tribo tuwing Pasko?
The Pasko namin sa Cordillera. Almost the same nowadays, but then traditionally we have the called kanyaw, na sabi nila, which a family can butcher pigs and invite the neighbors and the community to join. So everyone is invited in that community. So sometimes if you are belong to the Kadangyan, which means you can afford, it can go as long as 3 days. And but then everyone is invited in the community, the festivity. And so we also dance. There's dances we perform called, as we perform in the beginning.
Yeah.
Because we sort of did the same thing, but it evolved now. We, with all this Catholicism and all that's coming in, we all now celebrate Christmas the same way. We go to church, it's families, and celebrations, of course.
And finally po, bakit sa tingin niyo po, kahit na nasa Australia na tayo, kailangan pa rin natin ipagpatuloy yung tradisyon natin sa ating tribo? At paano niyo din to pinipasa sa inyong mga anak?
I'm only speaking in my case. I'm trying to pass it on to my children, my daughter, Shiran. So I encourage her to wear my tradition she wore this morning. And hopefully my grandchildren will be continuing what I'm wearing as I got it from my grandparents. Then because in our tribe we believe in close family ties and we continue with that, and apart from that we also combine the Christian belief, so we're actually Catholic as well.
I think it's very important to for us to pass on the tradition, and that's why we have our Philcore. And we encourage the children, which we did this morning. There were a few of them that attended the parade and danced the tayo with us. So it is important, and we encourage our younger ones to try and attend our affairs and not to forget where they came from.
Maraming salamat, Tita Gloria and Tita Alice.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.